You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100, all set to play Rattle Off. It's brought to you by the Goddard School. Jeremy, the first person to get through was Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Oh, it's sweet Mary.
Sweet Mary.
Yep.
What are you up to today?
Well, I'm just on my way home because I'm moving, but luckily I gave myself a whole week to do it, so.
Well, that's smart. You can do a little
from,
at a time.
Like house to house, apartment to a house? What are you doing?
I'm going from a house to an apartment. Such a downsizing.
Getting rid of a lot of junk then, I bet, huh?
Yeah, I got to say goodbye to my grill, and well, I'm not sorry to say goodbye to my lawnmower.
Right.
True that. Oh, but your grill, that one stings a little bit.
Oh, that hurts.
That hurts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Time to get yourself one of those little George Foreman grills that you can keep in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. Hibachi.
Oh, yeah.
The hibachi. Well, good for you. I hope the move goes well. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
I am.
All right, so what's going to happen is we're going to give Mary a category, and she will have 10 seconds, that's it, to try to rattle off five examples of that category.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Mary, 10 seconds. These can be past or present. We don't care. But yeah. We're looking for five characters from Saturday Night Live. Five characters from the old Saturday Night Live. Ready? And go.
Well, of course, we have Donald Trump. We have taking Sofia Vergara played the housewife. Of course, her husband with the Smurf tattoos.
Oh, time's up.
I know. I can't think of like the regular ones.
Church lady. Hans and Franz. I'm going very old school here.
Mm-hmm. There's more recently the Debbie Downer lady.
Yep.
There's Matt Foley, played by Chris Farley. Living in a van down by the river. That guy, remember him?
Well, Mary, I'm so glad you called to play. Good luck with your move, okay?
Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye now. There she goes.
All right.
And here's Jen. Good morning, Jen. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Good morning.
Hey.
What are you doing today?
Oh, I just dropped a kid off at basketball camp and headed home, so not too much.
I have basketball camp starting tonight with my son. It's the skills and drills, both with Z's,
all right.
Tonight. Okay. So,
a lot of rules. How old is your son,
Jen? What's that? Sorry.
I said, how old is your son?
Oh, he's 10, so I'm so excited that he gets to get out of the house.
Yeah, me too. It's good for interaction. See their friends
deal.
A little.
Yeah,
all right,
exactly.
Jen.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jeremy was talking about this particular food product during the trending report about 30 minutes ago. In 10 seconds, Jen, please give us five sugary cereals. Five sugary cereals. Ready? And go.
Cocoa Puffs, Fruit Loops, Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Time is up!
Four!
Well, three. I wouldn't count Cheerios as a sugary cereal.
I know, Cheerios was a stretch.
It doesn't have sugar in it?
Well, I'm sure it does, but it's not like your typical Cocoa Puff, Sugar Bomb, Sugar Twisters.
Captain Crunch.
Cheerios is pretty bland.
Captain Crunch. Oh,
well.
Dang. Well, at least you played, and I hope you have a fun day today, Jen.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Another basketball camp person, huh? Say hello to Raven.
Hi, Raven.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Just coming home from the grocery store.
Did you get anything good?
Yeah, you know, all the basics.
Did you get any sugary cereals?
I did not.
What are the basics? Like eggs, milk, and bread?
Yeah. Egg, like vegetables, you know, all that good stuff.
Vegetables.
Wait a minute, you said vegetables, all that good stuff. We're having a disconnect here.
All right. Well, glad to hear you're staying healthy.
thing.
Have you Raven, have you noticed how much more expensive food is these days?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What was the one really crappy thing that you bought? Come on, you didn't buy all vegetables.
We're not going to let it go.
I'm not. What'd you buy that was crappy?
Frozen waffles.
Frozen waffles. All right.
Let go my ego, man.
All right. All right. We'll let you play now.
Yeah. 10 seconds, Raven. 10 seconds. Five things. And don't overthink this. Five things commonly associated with Australia. What are five things we commonly associate with Australia, mate? Ready? And go.
Kangaroos, hot weather, lizards, steakhouse, and...
Oh, time is up! Oh, no! I would have accepted all those.
I would have, too.
And the toilet that flushes in the opposite direction, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just the Outback itself, not the steakhouse,
but
the Outback.
Yeah.
Boomerang.
Boomerang. Foster's
throwing
beer.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
Oh, I love shrimp on the Barbie.
Raven, you are delightful. You have a great day, okay?
Enjoy those waffles.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She's laughing at us. Hello, Nick. What are you doing today?
Morning, boys. I just dropped my kid off at school, and I'm going to go home and go to bed.
School. Going to bed.
Like a summer school?
All right. It's like a daycare school.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, let's play this game. We haven't been able to get a winner today. Maybe you'll be the one. 10 seconds. First, I will tell you up front that your letter is R, as in radar. R, robot. Okay?
Okay.
10 seconds. I need five women's names that start with R. Ready? And go.
Rebecca, Rhonda, Rachel,
Oh, no.
You got off to a fast start. You left out Renee's.
Raven, like Renee. Raven Simone.
Raven, who we just talked to.
Raven. Dang it.
Well, look, you had a long night, dude.
I did.
We appreciate you listening.
48 hours.
48 hours.
Go to bed. I don't like you driving after you've been up that long.
Go sleep, dude.
I am.
Get a good break. Thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, buddy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Uh-oh.
This is our last chance for today. It's Christy. Hi, Christy. Welcome.
Good morning.
So glad you called us. What are you up to?
Oh, just hanging out, getting ready for some pool time.
Pool time. You actually going to go swim, or are you just going to lay out and get a nice tan?
Probably both.
Yeah?
I have a pool.
You have a pool personally?
I do, yeah. It's one above ground, sort of 3 feet deep pools.
Oh, okay. Right. That's cool.
They say the sales of those things have just skyrocketed in the last couple of months. So.
Oh, yeah, that's what I heard.
It's a good day to do it. It's going to be 96.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How much does it cost to maintain that thing in terms of... chemicals and filters and stuff like that? What does it cost?
Probably, I would say, 30 to 50 a year.
That's it?
That's
50 bucks
bad.
A year?
Yeah, that's not bad.
Huh. All right. Do you have one of those little nets to scoop bugs out of it?
I do, and I have a vacuum, too.
Whoa!
Dang, she got the vacuum.
Those poor bugs.
They got no chance.
Thump, thump, thump.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen, if you don't win, we don't get a winner today, and everyone's just going to go home sad. So why don't you try to get this gift card, okay?
All right, I'm going to try.
All right. I want you to cast your mind out to your garage, and I want you to think about five things that are commonly kept in a toolbox. Five things you would find in a toolbox. Ready, and go.
Hammer, screwdriver, wrench, mallet, and a chalk line.
I'm going to give it to her.
Yeah, they have those little things where you snap it and it puts a chalk line
down.
Yep,
the blue on there. Yeah, all day long. I have one in my toolbox.
Just under the wire, Christy is a winner!
awesome. And
that is awesome.
Really excited.
I know my tools.
You do know your tools.
Yes, you certainly do. Listen, hold on. Josh is going to come back. He wants to talk to you about your Target gift card, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
All right,
have a good day. All right, man. It took a while.
There you go. Another happy, satisfied customer on Rattle Off, which is brought to you by the Goddard School. We'll bust out another game tomorrow morning about 9.